Psalm 99, Preface. The body of man is so constituted that it must daily receive nourishment if it is to live and thrive. And properly nourished, the muscles become strong and the members active. So likewise, the Christian's inner man needs daily nourishment if he is to thrive and grow. Now the food by which the new man is nourished and strengthened is Christ and the word of his grace. Hence, that Christian will be healthy and strong after the inner man who is diligent to hear the word of God and who receives it in faith and with instant prayer. Of Christ's word, St. Paul confesses, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Romans 1:16. Of faith, the Lord says, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." John 6:35. Concerning prayer, we have this precious promise, "If ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him?" Luke 11:13. That we may grow after the inner man and be armed against the day when the soul is tried in afflictions and temptations, let us frequent the house of prayer, where is heard the voice of Christ's word, and let us exercise ourselves in all godliness. Now, hear the 99th Psalm. Nature of Christ's Kingdom. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Summary. This psalm teaches and exhorts Israel to praise God in Zion, though the heathen raged against them, and they had to suffer many things for their devotion to the Lord and his statutes. It praises Moses and Aaron and Samuel, with whom God spake personally, who were full of fiery zeal for the God of Israel and walked in his ways. Hence, it teaches the Israelites that the true worship of God does not consist in bringing many sacrifices of beasts and birds, but in acknowledging his wonderful works and praising his mercy in making them his people. It is, therefore, a prophecy of Christ, who is the King of Zion, governing and protecting his own in the midst of his enemies. And though all the world set itself against Zion, she shall not perish, defended by him whose throne is in the heavens. Prayer. Lord Jesus, be thou our guide and our defense in this evil world, that we may never be ashamed to confess thee before men, but may serve thee in a holy conversation and constant fidelity. Restrain the evil counsels of those who set themselves against thee and thy church, and cause them to see the evil of their ways, that they may be turned unto thee. Amen.